you're getting through that. I loved Uncle Mishi. He was a loving husband, father, brother, uncle, and friend. Mishi always did have an opinion on what was going on in the world, whether it was politics, current events, or local news. And in a very simple but brilliant street-smart way, he articulated his opinions and arguments that would stop and make you chuckle, because in a wise way, he was always right. There's three P's when I think of Uncle Mishi. Playboy, pickles, and prolific. The first two have been well documented already. And the third, well, let's just say, although he played deaf for over 50 years, he heard what he wanted and he never missed a thing. Now, Uncle Mishi had great respect for the female species. I can remember at a very young age, whenever a beautiful woman or girl walked by, he would turn on that Salzburg charm, give her the look as she passed, and he would turn to me and say, "Mike, did you see that? Beautiful, beautiful." But never did a man love a woman like Mishi loved Fran. Their passion for each other is a lesson to us all, that above all, love is most important. And when you find your soulmate, playing a little grab ass once in a while will keep her hopping. And I know Mishi, at the end, was still thinking about it. Uncle Mishi always made me feel like a million bucks. Even if I didn't see him for a while, the way he lit up when you walked in the room, you felt like you could do anything. He was always so proud of you, no matter what you were doing, you always felt special. I try to take that gift with me every day. I spoke to Joel the other day and he told me that in conversations with Mishi he had no regrets in his life. And this made me incredibly happy. The love of his family, the love of a good woman, a passion for living, a humble, proud person that treated everyone the way they should be treated. A quiet mentor and leader. I believe Mishi passed a very rich man. I will always, always have a little piece of Mishi with me, and it will always make me smile.